Hey everyone, welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling a million things? Like a human pinball, bouncing from one commitment to another with barely a moment to breathe? Yeah, I've been there. In fact, I think we all have at some point. But here's the thing, saying yes to everything isn't actually making your life better. It's more likely draining your energy and leaving you feeling burnt out and resentful. Today we're diving deep into the power of boundaries and the importance of learning to say no. Trust me, this is a game changer. Now I know what some of you are thinking. Boundaries? Saying no? That sounds kind of harsh. But hear me out. Boundaries aren't about being selfish or rude. They're about protecting your time, energy, and well-being. Think of it like this. Imagine a beautiful garden. You wouldn't just let anyone walk in there, trample your flowers, or steal your precious vegetables, right? Boundaries are like the fences and hedges around your garden. They define what's yours, what you're willing to share, and what needs protection. So, how do we actually set these boundaries? Let's break it down into five key takeaways that can seriously upgrade your life. First off, know your values. What's truly important to you? Family, friends, personal growth, creative pursuits? Once you've identified your core values, it becomes easier to make decisions aligned with what matters most. You'll find yourself saying yes to things that nourish your soul and no to those that drain you. Next up, practice clear communication. This doesn't mean being aggressive or confrontational. It simply means expressing your needs and expectations clearly and respectfully. Instead of dodging the question, say something like, "I appreciate you asking, but I'm already committed to other projects right now." Or, "That sounds interesting, but it wouldn't be a good fit for my current priorities." Third, learn to say no without guilt. You don't owe anyone an explanation or justification. A simple no, thank you, is often enough. Remember, your time and energy are precious resources. Invest them wisely. Fourth, start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Begin by setting boundaries in areas where you feel most comfortable. Maybe it's declining social invitations that drain your energy or saying no to extra work tasks that aren't essential. And finally, be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries can be a process, and there will be times when you stumble or feel uncomfortable. That's okay. Just remember, the goal is progress, not perfection. Celebrate your wins, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer with a knack for bringing ideas to life. She's always eager to help, so she finds herself agreeing to every project that comes her way, even if it means sacrificing sleep or personal time. She's constantly juggling deadlines, feeling overwhelmed, and starting to resent the very thing she loves, design. But one day, Sarah realizes she needs a change. She starts by politely declining projects that don't align with her vision or schedule. She sets clear expectations with clients and learns to say no without guilt. The result? Sarah rediscovers her passion for design, feels less stressed, and has more time for the things she truly enjoys. So, where do we go from here? Remember, boundaries are not about shutting people out. They're about creating space for what matters most. By setting clear limits, saying no when necessary, and prioritizing your well-being, you can unlock a world of possibilities and live a more fulfilling life. Take that first step today. Start small, be kind to yourself, and watch the magic happen. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of boundary power. And if you've got any thoughts or experiences you want to share, drop them in the comments below. Until next time, keep decluttering those dopamine drains and embrace the beautiful chaos of life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.